by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. You can get us on Twitter anytime at 3HL1045. Titans Pro Bowlers, Derrick Henry, Brett Kern, Jarrell Casey, Ryan Tannehill. Speaking of Tannehill, he spoke with Jim Wyatt earlier today.
It's fun. You know, it's a great experience. They do a great job setting this thing up. I think the best part is seeing all these guys and getting to talk and build relationships with guys that you respect and played against, played with formerly. I have some teammates down here with Jarrell and Derrick, so that's really cool to get to share this experience with them. And just trying to enjoy it as much as I can. Obviously, still hurting from Sunday, and that's always in the back of my mind right now. But, you know, it's a great experience, and I'm having a lot of fun.
Totally left out the punter there, huh?
Yeah, what's up with that?
MVP, the most valuable punter.
It happens.
Flips the field for your butt.
Big time. Big time.
Yeah, two touchbacks this year.
Flipper. Yeah. I think he's had five in the last 2 years in the regular season.
He had five 3 years ago, and then he had three last year, two this year, so five in the last three.
Think about hating the end zone that much that you don't even allow balls to go there. That's how much he hates the end zone, unless he's throwing into it.
Balls in the zone, baby.
UConn and the Lady Vols, literally, we have ESPN on the studio. They've had a ton of coverage of this game. So when Dawn said earlier, the great thing about this matchup is just the number of eyeballs that it puts on women's basketball. They're still talking about this game tonight. For all afternoon, they've been talking about this. And years ago, Brent and I think this is from 2009. We were doing a show in the middle of the night called Overtime that three of you out there right now remember. And thank you for being those three people.
But January 6, 2007, by the way, was the last time they played. So yep. You talked to her 2 years after the last time they played.
And we covered a whole lot of things. She had a relationship with Brent. He reached out, and they said, yeah, sure, Coach Summitt will come on your show.
She was the best.
In the middle of the night.
This was like 11 o'clock at night, which means it was midnight in Knoxville when she called us. But this whole thing about UConn came up.
For people who follow basketball, college basketball, the relationship that the UT Lady Vols and the UConn Huskies have is just fascinating to watch. And I know there's the big question about now is will they or won't they play again and how that's going to play out. I'm just curious to ask you, how would you describe your relationship with Geno Auriemma?
Well, you know, I was with Geno at the event these past 3 days. Mm-hmm. Geno and I we're very different in a lot of ways. And, you know, I only canceled the series because we weren't playing by the same rules. I respect him as a basketball coach. I think he's one of the best in the game and is going to be our next Olympic coach. But I don't respect some of the things that went on in the recruiting.
We don't play by the same rules. I told you, man.
Man,
she doesn't
love
mince
her honesty.
She doesn't mince words.
Loved her honesty. Ugh.
And that's with us two slappies in the middle of the night that she said all that. Let's also do this. JT said he's got this file. And boy, this will give you chills to think about it now. We ask her about her legacy.
That I really cared about the student athletes and it was, you know, the most important thing is them getting their degree. I hope they win championships. I love winning. But just so that they leave here as self-sufficient young women that can make it in life. You know, you never know what's going to happen. And I experienced that myself with my own personal life. You never know. And what I want them to take with them is that they have the confidence and the abilities to be able to go out and do it on their own if necessary. And, you know, I think they have those skills, and I think they have that confidence and that competitive drive to be successful.
And, man, you ask her that question thinking that lady's going to live and coach forever. Mm.
That's hard. I mean, she was everything that you look for. I mean,
and by the way, that legacy, what she wanted her legacy to be, she accomplished. And then some.
Yeah. We used to go shoot ball in Stokely, and she would be in there holding, you know, practice sessions with the Lady Vols, and I remember the way that her voice would just echo through the rafters. And those ladies knew that she loved them and that she had their back. And in turn, she was able to get more out of them than they ever thought possible. And if you ever find that and you're a young person and you think this person, this mentor type person is really difficult, find a way to keep going toward the light in that door. Because you'll be blown away by what you can accomplish. In this specific case, she was yelling at Tiffany Woosley, who grew up at Shelbyville and was always successful no matter what she did. And she was holding Tyler Summit, her baby, while she was going through this practice session. So she handed the baby to Mickey DeMoss and went in on Tiffany Woosley. Like, it stopped me in my tracks. But she did it because she loved her and she knew that she could get more out of her than she was giving. So a lot of people will be thinking about Pat when those two teams hit the floor tonight. And would she be glad that this series is being renewed? She just told you what she thought about Geno right there 10 years ago. And I'm not so sure. But I think, not that Kelly Harper is Pat Summit, but Kelly Harper is in that mold. She loves the kids, but she is hard on them.
She was on the Midday Show this week, and just real quick, her favorite picture of Pat Summit is Pat ripping her a new one, and it's hanging in her office. She said, it's my favorite picture ever.
Latch on to people that care enough to do that. I'm telling you.
Yep.
Tomorrow, we will rip Friday a new one.
Yes, we will.
Jason Martin and the Big Six up next. Have a great night, everybody. God bless. Drive home safe in the rain, okay?
Be careful. It starts.